Who else do we have on the line this morning?
Good morning.
Okay, good morning. You are?
B.J. Brown from Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Good morning, B.J. Brown from Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Welcome to the Master's Morning Call. Is there anyone else that just joined us this morning?
Good morning. It's Marcia from Los Angeles.
Good morning, Miss Marcia from the West Coast. Welcome to the Master's Morning Call. Can you guys hear me out there?
Yes, we can.
Okay. Thank you, Pastor Vanessa. Welcome, everyone, to the Master's Morning Call. This is a privilege for me to have been asked this morning by Dr. P.K. Roberts to come on the line and to host the call this morning. So I thank God and I thank her for the privilege and opportunity. As you all know, she had to go to some funerals this past weekend and also minister. So she is taking a break. I'm sure she is listening in. So we send our love and we send comfort and we send healing that God will bring her right now in the name of Jesus, and that she will be strong enough and able to join us once more and again. So once again, I welcome you, each of you, to the Master's Morning Call, where our text comes from Psalms 88:13, which reads, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." Psalms 88:13. The mission statement of the Master's Call is to enhance, to enrich, to enhance, and to empower believers as they begin their day. The Master's Call has been going ongoing for the last 5 months and 3 days. The call started on October the 25th of 2010, and we meet every morning, Monday through Friday, bright and early in the morning to seek the Lord. I ask right now that if Kathy Washington is on the line, if she would come and open us up in prayer this morning. Kathy, are you there?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can, loud and clear. Go ahead and open us up in prayer. God bless you.
God bless you. Thank God for all of you on the line this morning. Let's just go to the throne of God and bless him for another day. Father, as we come before you now, we bless you for waking us up this morning, clothing in our right mind. We bless you for allowing us to see the dawning of a new day. We give you glory. We give you honor today, Lord God. We magnify your name. Hallelujah. There is nobody else like you nowhere. And we glorify you and lift you up today. You are Jehovah God. Hallelujah. You're El Shaddai. Hallelujah. The Almighty God. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you today. We glorify you, Lord God, and we lift you up today. Before we ask you anything else, we just want to say thank you. Thank you for all that you're doing in our lives. Thank you for all that you're doing in our families, Lord God. Thank you for being such a good God. We worship and adore you today. We want to let you know how much we love and appreciate you this day, God. And we ask, Lord God, as we come together as a family today, Lord God, that you have already gone before this call, God, and you have already set it in order. Thank you for all that you're doing for us, oh God. We ask, Lord God, that you would bless your servant as she comes forth this morning. Oh God, I thank you, Lord God, that you've already anointed your word. Now I pray, Lord God, that you would strengthen her in her body in Jesus' name and allow her to come forth with the anointing as she does, Father. In the name of Jesus, we thank you that you always have a sure word for us. You always have a right now word for us. And we thank you today as our hearts are open to receive what you have to say to us today. We thank you for it right now in Jesus' name. Now we come against any attack of the enemy. We come against any attack that would try to prevent or circumvent this call this morning. The devil is a liar, and we declare and decree, oh God, that your word would come forth unhindered, oh God. Oh, thank you fighting right now, Lord God. God, for your word that comes forth with the authority to break up the fallow ground. Thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, that it sets us in order, Lord God, as we hear what you have to say to us today. We thank you for the founders of this call. Thank you for Dr. PK, Lord God. Thank you for Pastor Vanessa, Lord God. We thank you for blessing them, continuing, Lord God, to order their steps. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord God, for their yes and their obedience to you. Thank you, oh God, for touching them right now from the top of their head to the sole of their feet. We bless you, oh God, for your anointing for everyone on this call this morning as we sit in great anticipation for what you're going to say and what you're going to do in our lives. God, we thank you that there is nobody else like you, and we bless you for all that you're doing in our lives. Thank you for your word. Thank you for this company, Lord God, that we are associated with. Thank you, oh God, for our founders, oh God, of Artists International. Thank you for the DeLeon family, Lord God. Continue to bless them, Lord God, and continue to open up wisdom and knowledge concerning what is needed for this company to continue to move forward. And we bless and adore you for each person on this call this morning. Give us what we need today, and we thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen. Minister Tiffany, back to you.
Thank you very much. Amen, amen, and amen. Again, thank you, Minister Kathy, for opening us up with that warm word of prayer this morning. And I also invite each one of you to visit our website, which is at www.themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com. Once again, www.themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com. If you go to that website, our beautiful website, you will see that all of our messages from the beginning of this call have been posted there so eloquently and are at your convenience at any time of the day. If you need a word from the God, from the Lord, and you want to listen to one of our previous calls, it's there for you to hear. So thank you very much for once again joining the Master's call this morning. And I am and have the privilege to announce a prophetic woman of God. She is our co-host of the Master's Call. She comes from Dallas, Texas, and every time she gets on this call, she brings a on-time word from the Lord. So at this time, I will move aside and like to bring on my sister in Christ, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. Dr. Vanessa, are you there?
I am here, and again, I thank you, Minister Tiffany, my little evangelist, for stepping up to the plate and hosting the call this morning. You all, she has done a fantastic job. I talked to Dr. PK earlier this morning, and she's just very, very hoarse. And so sipping her tea, and we know we're sending our prayers that way to Colorado Springs that she will feel better. And we just so appreciate Miss Tiffany for stepping up to the plate, Miss Sunshine, all the way from California, so bright and early each and every morning. So thank you for hosting the call. And thank you also, Minister Kathy, for clearing the atmosphere and opening up the heavens so that the Word of God can go forth this morning. I welcome and greet each and every one of you, our Master's Call family, and I am just so excited to continue in the series that we started last Monday. For those of you who weren't with us last Monday, I'll give you a quick overview. But my heart is to be a prophetic teacher, to teach what thus saith the word of the Lord for this time and this season. And the word of the Lord last week was hope holds on to all of God's possibilities. That's what we're talking about, hope. Hold on to all of God's possibilities. And, you know, I love acronyms. There's the acronym QUEEN. And the acronym that God dropped in my spirit was holding optimistically, pursuing earnestly. Holding optimistically, pursuing earnestly. And just a quick overview to bring us up to the part today. We went over the H and the O last week, and today we're going to continue with the P and hope and the E. But just to bring everybody up on the same page, I started out with reminding each and every one of us, as we've said since the beginning of this year, the prophetic word that God gave me for 2011, and 11 meaning transition, almost an organized chaos, a shifting and a sifting that God is doing, and to encourage in the hearts of God's people especially, so that we won't get out of position, miss our purpose, and most of all, keep our peace, so that we can hear God through this turbulent year. And in the midst of all the turbulence around us, we have to choose. We must choose every day to keep our hearts and our minds rooted and grounded in God's word and the hope offered in his promises. The prophetic word that God gave me that I gave at the beginning of the year, and I try to share it every time I'm in front of God's people because I'm speaking to your spirits, because a lot of times our heads want to worry, and even though the word clearly says be anxious for nothing, I got to speak to your spirits so they stay anchored in the truth of God's word to not allow anxiety or worry in your spirit. And God said that this would be a year of divine arrangements, a divine arrangement. And under the divine arrangements, God said three main streams you would see. And I use divine in front of it because God said my hand is moving, my hand is shifting, and I am moving in the land. That we would see divine alignment in our own individual lives. God is getting us in order in spite of ourselves. We're learning balance, that it's not a cuss word, that it's really a healthy thing to have balance in our personal lives and in our ministry and in our going in and our coming out, and then to have divine order to keep the main thing, what God says is most important in our lives, especially for those of you who are listeners who are multi-talented and multi-gifted. We sometimes are focusing on the wrong thing at the wrong time and highlighting a talent that God said put on the back burner. So we're learning the order of God because he's only sanctioned. He's only obligated. He's only going to protect, provide, and pursue in his will what he has ordained. And then lastly, divine justice. Wow, we talked about, and you see on the news every day, the justice of God as he is aligning and arranging things. So in this time, even with things that we don't understand, the turbulence in Japan with the earthquake and the tsunami and Libya fighting for their freedom, we're talking about hope, hope, hope. And we went over last week first defining hope so that we'd be on the same page. And hope is what want or expect something. Really biblically it means confident desire, a confident desire. It is synonymous with the word faith or confidence or hopefulness. Hope we talked about was in 1 Corinthians 13, verse 13. Abideth faith, hope, and love, and the greatest of these is love. We have to start with the faith and build the thread of hope so that we walk and keep it all together with God's love. And we talked about from Psalms 147, verse 11, and 147, verse 11 in the NIV, says, the Lord delights in those who fear him, and we know fear there means reverence him, who put their hope in his unfailing love. And we went over scriptures, Ephesians 1:18, to write that down and look at that later. Ephesians 1:18 and Psalms 31:24. And in Psalms 31:24, how it's stressed, how be of good courage. And he, God, will strengthen your heart. Why? Because it's going to be for all of those that hope in the Lord. We talked last week as a foundational understanding that hope in God is always proactive. Hope in God is always proactive. And when we stop using godly hope, that's what opens the door for hopelessness and depression. So we have to always, in other words, you can't hang out with holy haters. We talked about last week that those who always feel called to complain, you don't want to hang out with the complaining Carlas and the critical Carls or those negative Nellies or those pessimistic Pauls. Hope will not hang out with them. See, we talked about last week that we understand that life will bring a few hiccups, some bumps in the road, but even prophetically when he may not have understood the real truth, Jesse Jackson, Reverend Jesse Jackson coined a phrase back in the 80s, keep hope alive, the 70s and 80s. And we're talking about that right now because it's so relevant, it's so true, it's so in the wind of the Spirit for God's people in your hearts to keep hope alive. We talked with the O for meaning on or optimistically, and optimistically means looking forward to change, to grow, to success. And we talked about to learn to only say what God says about you. I don't care what it feels like. I don't care what it looks like. I don't care what is going on all around you. That's why as a believer in Jesus Christ, literally, hear me by the Spirit of the Lord, you grieve God's heart when you start talking about how you're in a recession. No, a recession is all around you. But God is your Jehovah Jireh, your Jehovah Yiri. He is your supplier. He will supply all of your needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. But if you don't appropriate the right word, if you keep talking about how you're struggling and you're talking about, I don't know if I can make it, that's when you challenge the very foundation of hope. But God is telling you this morning that you don't have to talk about no recession. That shouldn't even be in your vocabulary. Others may get laid off, and even if you do get laid off, the God that guides will provide. So we're talking this morning about hope. Hold on to all of God's possibilities. See, when it looks like the enemy has shut a door, look to the window, because God is going to move, holding optimistically, pursuing earnestly. So in these last 10 minutes, I'm going to talk about the pursuing earnestly, pursuing earnestly. What's the definition of pursue? Pursue means to chase somebody. You're aggressive. To follow somebody, to carry something out. Some of the synonyms of pursuing. We're talking about hope. Hope peeks its head up and says, we can get out of this. We can make a way out of no way. Pursue means also as a synonym to follow, to chase, to shadow. Again, hope is proactive. Proactive. Hope seeks the positive outcome, even in the midst of the turmoil. In Psalms 43, verse 1, in that first verse of Psalms 43, the beautiful song that's been sung out of this verse, as the hart or as the deer panteth after the water brooks, so panteth my soul after thee, O God. Meaning, God, I hunger for your righteousness. God, I seek, I'm aggressive for your holiness. Hope helps us to diligently pursue our purpose. Let me say that again. See, when you have hope that it's going to be a better day, when you have hope God has much more for me, when you have hope that he's working it all out for my good, it will cause you to diligently pursue our purpose, to know that God is going to do it in me as God does it through me. That's why I always say on these calls to remember that we are ministers in the marketplace. An artist is the tool from heaven that God has given us to be Jesus' hands extended. We are probably for many the only church, the only light that some people are going to see. We are the living epistle, and people need to see the hope in our eyes, the hope in our belief, in our conversation. And sometimes even when we are feeling a little downtrodden, when you keep hope alive, when you let the spirit of hope come in you, then you can lift your hands and God will take that praise break and say, God, I trust you. God, I love you. I don't know how you're going to work it out, but I know you will, because I'm trusting, I'm leaning and depending on you. And then in the hope, it says proactive, saying that I'm looking beyond my situation, my circumstances, my issues, and I know God's going to hook me up and fix it up and soar me up to a higher place in God. See, when we, with our destinies in view, when we look to God with a hope, we walk by faith, not by sight, in 2 Corinthians 5, 7. See, hope sees with the eyes of faith, and it says, I know it feels pretty rough right now. I know folks are spazzing out, and when I go to Hammer Showcases, confirm 25, and I'm looking at 3, and they just happy to be there. I know sometimes as situations say that you had a team of 400 and now they were all working and only a handful are. Oh, but hope sees others coming in. It sees a fresh wind, a revival in people's heart to remind them that God is not slack in his promises. And with our destinies in view, we're propped up in a clear view through the lens of hope. Keeping hope alive, it causes us, again, to stay in that posture of pursuing. When we keep our God-ordained assignments, our mandates, our missions. They're energized through the strength and the backbone of hope. See, all of us on this line have a specific assignment that each of us are called to do. See, there may be a lot of ministers on this line, which there are, but some are called to minister in the stream of evangelism, to go and preach revivals. Some are office place evangelists that stir up encouragement and hope, and they speak the word of God through regular conversation into the hearts of others. Some are like me, who is a prophetic teacher, who is always instructed to teach and break down the principles and the mysteries and the truths of God's word. But whatever you're called to do, see, even when you hold up your hand, everybody has a different fingerprint. God wrapped our personalities, our character, in the guise of what our assignment, our mandate is. And while he's forming us, while he's fitting us with the mantle for our purpose, we have to keep the hope alive that we will fulfill what he's called us to be. I always tell my prophets in training this, and they look at me sometimes when they hear me flow and minister. I said, all of us were bad before we got good. No matter what we're called to do, that's where hope reminds you to keep pursuing. See, when we hear some of the great leaders and artists when they speak, and on this line, I love the energy and sunshine when Gail talks about the money, the conversation, and her love for artists and the company, and you hear that strength, and some say, wow, I can never do that. Well, there was a learning curve even for this great woman of God. There was a learning curve for me. There was a learning curve for Dr. PK. And when you're willing to learn and walk it through, I tell you, when Martha Marie Preston slings out that tape measure and talks about, I can fit them as big as you can, I can fit them as big as you can get them, and you chuckle in your heart like, ooh, I don't know. Well, she had a learning curve, and she was willing, all of us were willing to crawl before we walk. Why? Because we had a backbone of hope that as we kept putting one foot in front of the others, we would get better. We would keep on keeping on. See, hope keeps us keeping on another hour, another day, another month, another year. Keep hope alive in your heart. See, it was the hope in Hannah's heart that kept her pursuing for her promise year after year. When the priest Eli misunderstood her intentions, she wanted that man child, and she kept hope alive in her heart. It was the hope in the heart of the children of Israel to keep believing for their deliverance after 400 years of captivity till God brought them a deliverer in Moses. Even in our history in America, it was the hope in the heart of black slaves in America to keep believing for the deliverance after 400 years of bondage. And as Dr. Martin Luther King coined the prophetic phrase, I have a dream. Dreams are wrapped in the hope of God. You have a dream. I have a dream. And hope is the foundational thread that keeps us keeping on. And when we pursue with the hope of God in our heart, the determination to continue will stay high. See, when I was an engineer in corporate America, they had a term that was still based in hope. Work your plan and plan your work, then work your plan. Why? Because winners never quit and quitters never win. And how do you keep on when you want to quit? You keep the hope alive. See, the attitude of peace and joy will stay fertile in your heart when we keep our hope in God as the firm foundation. And the journey to get to purpose gets so much smoother with when hope is alive and well in our spirits, in our conversation, in our eyes of faith. See, eyes of faith, do the Romans 4:17. It calls things that be not as though they are. Even though you're standing at the Alpha, the eyes of faith see all the way to the Omega, to the promise that God's given us. And lastly, with the E in hope, earnestly. The definition of earnestly is solemn and serious, intensely or excessively serious toward desiring something. And see, right now we're in a season of Lent. Those who say we're Christians, I know a lot of us fast in January, but the biblical calendar for Lent is now, we're halfway on our way to Resurrection Day, April 24th. But in this season of Lent, we're earnestly seeking the face of God, seeking the mind of God for our lives, the heart of God. We're turning over our plates and fasting and speaking what God says about us. And in Psalm 63, verse 1, in that first verse of Psalm 63, it's a psalm of David when he was in the desert of Judah. Oh God, you are my God. Earnestly I seek you. My soul thirsts for you. My body longs for you in a dry and weary land where there is no water. And in Hebrews 11, that chapter of faith, in that sixth verse of Hebrews 11, and without faith, it is impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who what? Earnestly or diligently seek him. This morning in hope, we got to do something. See, we have to remember that we have to first do what we can do, then God will do all we cannot do. And as we keep the hope of God alive in our heart, some of us are hoping to make that plateau of platinum. Some of us who have made that plateau are asking to turn around and develop others. For those of us with our family, we have dreams that are based in the hope of God. We have mandates and missions on our life. Well, we have to keep hope going, and no matter how many fiery darts that the enemy may throw at you, put on your armor of God in Ephesians 6. Get dressed from head to toe each and every day. Open up your mouth and decree and declare the promises of God as you activate the atmosphere. That's why every morning we command the morning to line up with the will of God, and we keep the hope in our heart and the deep assurance to know that God is going to do what he promised he can do. And boy, when you put on your spiritual safety belt and just go with the flow of God, the limitless possibilities begin to emerge. Because why? You've kept hope in your heart. Hope holds on to all of God's possibilities, holding optimistically, pursuing earnestly. So today, you keep hope alive in your heart. Keep hope alive in your conversations. Keep hope alive in your going in and your coming out in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Back to you, Tiffany, for Willa to close us out in prayer.
Wow, what a word, what a word, what a mighty good and on-time word. Thank you, Dr. Vanessa, for blessing us and letting us know that truly in this season we need to keep hope alive and keep our hope in God, and all things that he promised us will come to be manifested. God bless you, woman of God. Willa, are you there? Willa, if you could star six your line and come out and come on and close us out in prayer. Are you there?
Yes, she's there. It's unmuted.
Willa?
Willa, I just unmuted your line, sweetheart. Just start talking.
All right. Praise God. Thank you for that beautiful word of hope. Hallelujah. Let's go before the word of God in prayer. Father God, we come to you this morning thanking you and praising you, Lord, for such a rhema word, for such a ready word, Lord, because there is something that we all are hoping for. Father, we thank and praise you that you told us in your word that faith is not the substance of things hoped for, but the evidence of things not seen. So we thank and praise you, Lord, that as we seek you for whatever it is that's going on in our lives, Lord, we know that when we mix that faith with some hope and that hope with some faith, that everything works according to your good and to your will. Father, we thank and praise you for Pastor Vanessa, who brought us that word so beautifully, letting us know to hold on optimistically, pursuing and earnestly pursuing, Lord. We just thank you for that word, Lord. Now, as we go into the marketplace, as we go into our workplaces today, Father, we thank and praise you that that word is not just for us, but that we can share that beautiful word with someone. We thank and praise you, Lord, that we know that somebody's going to need to be encouraged today and that we can give them that message of hope. We know that today somebody is going to just have almost given up, Lord, but we can give them that word of hope. We can give them that word of encouragement, Lord, and so we thank and praise you for that. We thank and praise you, Father, that as the Diaz de Leon family was planning this business, I can only believe that they had hope, Lord, because if it were not for the hope, we would not be where we are today, that we are all blessed in this. So, Father, we continue to lift them up in Jesus' name. Father, we continue to lift up each and every advisor, from the advisors all the way down to the platinums, Lord, that we all, oh God, take that word of hope, oh God, and mix it with faith. Father, we thank and praise you that we know that we don't walk by faith, that we walk by faith and not by sight. Father, we thank and praise you that you have given us a ready word in due season and that we will hold on to that in Jesus' name. And, Lord, as we go out this day, we just thank and praise you for blessing each of our families. Lord, you know what we all stand in need of. We thank and praise you, oh God, that you have given us, not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind, and that we just will go out and be your ministers in the marketplace this day. We forever give you all the praise, we give you all the honor, and we give you all the glory. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen, and amen. Thank you, Minister Willa, for that closing prayer. I would like to thank once again Pastor Vanessa for that word on hope this morning, and also Minister Kathy for opening us up in prayer. Once again, I thank Dr. P.K. Roberts for asking me to host the call this morning, and I pray that she will feel much better by the end of the day. And I also invite each of you to visit your back offices for the Artist International Company, where you will get the information that you need to make your business successful. And as Dr. P.K. Roberts would say, go out and have a super fantastic day. God bless each of you. We thank you for being a part of the Master's Call. God bless you. Goodbye.
You did a great job, sweetheart. We appreciate you, Tiffany. Everybody have a blessed day. Bye-bye.